Good morning, our VOI listeners. You're back with us on Indonesia Today in the morning session. And of course, today we'll be bringing you the latest news, great music from Indonesia, and of course, information about Indonesia and across the world. So make sure to stay tuned with me, Yunika, your host for today. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his support for Thailand's bid to join BRICS, a group of emerging economies comprising Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Prabowo made a statement while holding a joint press conference with Thai Prime Minister Pattongtarn Sinawatra at the Government House in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday. Indonesia and Chile is providing mutual support for each other's accession to regional trade agreements, according to Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso. In a statement issued on Monday, he explained that Indonesia supports Chile's bid to join the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, while Chile backs Indonesia's accession to the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
Istimewa by Triad, or special from Triad, just like the song Special. Our listeners are of course special to us, so we want to make sure that you guys are staying safe and being cautious when you're having an activity outside of your home. So we're gonna read you a weather forecast. From what I've seen, in Indonesia is currently mostly is going to experience rain and also cloudy day. First, I'm gonna read it from the cloudy the cities that's going to have a cloudy day. Banda Aceh, also Bengkulu, Jakarta, and Jambi, Bandung, and also Pontianak will be having a cloudy day. Yeah, it's good to have a cloudy day because it always been raining ever since, I don't know, a week ago in Jakarta. So it must be nice to have just some cloud there, not rain. But sadly, there are cities that are going to experience rainy day, like Medan, Denpasar, Serang, and also Semarang. And Yogyakarta will be having not only a slight rain, but it will rain kind of heavy in Yogyakarta. Let's see. And Palembang, you guys will also have a cloudy day. And please, please, please be careful for you guys that are in Mamuju, Kediri, and also Nabire, because you guys will be experiencing a stormy rain. So make sure you bring your umbrella and stay safe.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba, mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu. Sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu. bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku. Hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu bagaimana aku tanpa kamu,
kamu tanpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sampai juga di saat yang mendebarkan, mengucapkan akad suci ini. Aku dan kamu memastikan cinta yang tak akan lagi terpisahkan. Demi Tuhan aku berjanji padamu, akan selalu setia dan menjaga setiap langkahku. Demi ayah ibumu yang telah menitipkan kamu, aku kan menjadi pasangan hidupmu satu dan selamanya. Tak ingin lepas dari genggamnya sejak melangkah ke pelaminan. Aku dan kamu mengikatkan sama dalam suka dan duka. Demi Tuhan aku berjanji padamu, akan selalu setia dan menjaga setiap langkahku. Demi ayah ibumu yang tak percaya padaku, aku kan menjadi cintaku.
EV is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik turun. Mengalun-ngalun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan. Berbagi senyuman. Terus melayang meski langit tanpa bintang. Mendayu-dayu suara daun yang berjatuhan bermesraan. Mengisi lamunan. Hujan bergandeng tangan berdua nyanyikan lagu cinta nostalgia. Menggapai hayalan. Yeah.
Vice President Gibran Raka Buming has praised Generation Z for their growing preference to use Quick Response Code Indonesian Standard, or maybe you're familiar with KRIS, as a primary payment method, highlighting their role in advancing Indonesia's digital economy. In a video shared by his office on Sunday, Gibran commended the Thaik Savvy generation born between 1997 and 2012, which is Generation Z or Gen Z, for embracing a more convenient digital-first lifestyle. Gibran noted that KRIS has become a go-to payment method across all levels of all e-commerce, from shopping malls to street vendors. He then cited data from Bank Indonesia, which show that KRIS facilitated transaction had crossed 1 billion as of March 2025. Wow, 173% increase compared to the previous year. Yes, as a Gen Z myself, I can confirm that this is true. Even we use KRIS every day, and Gen Z rarely bring a cash. So this is true, and we're glad to contribute into Indonesia's digital economy, of course. Now I'm going to play you a filler called Kue Cubit. It's a cuisine from Indonesia, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it, so check it out.
Its name is quite unique, Kue Cubit or Pinch Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kue Cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue Cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kue Cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue Cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kue Cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kue Cubit. Both have delicious taste.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory, said Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is a ulama, national hero, and founder of one of the biggest Islamic organizations in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's reacher, so his ideas can be referenced for generations.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tapi hati ini malu jadinya. Engkau masih ada sekolah, satu SMA. Belum tepat waktu tuh begitu begini. Anak sekolah datang kembali, dua atau tiga tahun lagi.
Oh, oh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Bukan aku tak tertarik dengan kata rayuanmu. Saat matamu melirik, aku jadi suka padamu. Tiap kali kau bermanja ke mata rasa tirada. Ingin ku bisikan cinta, tapi hati ini malu jadinya. Engkau masih anak sekolah, satu
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we know money as a medium of exchange that has important value in our everyday life. Money has been used as a tool in economic activity from ancient times until now. Money keeps being used. Actually, before humans knew money, they just understood the term of barter. Now, barter has begun to disappear over the times when people know money as a medium of exchange. Every tribe in Indonesia has a value of its own currency, which has been agreed as a medium of exchange. Similarly, the tribes in Papua, they recognize money as the exchange rate, either in the form of coins, slugs, metal, or stone that has been defined or agreed upon as a means of exchange in transaction. One of the tribes in the southern region of Papua who has known the money as the exchange rate is Muyu. Muyu people are indigenous Papuans who live and prosper in the regency of Boven Digul. In the past, the ancestors of Muyu lived around the river located in the northeast of Merauke. The word of Muyu is originated from the clan of Muyan, or another version called by the locals Okmuy or Muy River. Finally, the word Muyu was changed its name by a Catholic missionary who came from the Netherlands. Muyu tribes are hard, dynamic, and passionate workers. They also refer as Kati, whose meaning is real human, because it is formed by nature. Well, listener, let's listen to the explanation of traditional leader, Mr. Timo Anuk, as follows.
Ini ya, orang Muyu. Orang Muyu itu sendiri punya nama asli itu ada, yang namanya Kati.
Kati. Hai. Muyu tribes themselves have the original name as Kati. Kati means there are people, they are people. The Muyu people themselves say it's North Muyu people. Based on the boundaries of the administrative territory, they are districts. So, Waroqua district is North Muyu. They call Kati if the main districts consisting of some villages, clans, and excessive families are located in South District or Mindip Tana district, which is called Kai, which means Kati. It's really, really original. For example, Katu Kai means a real human, not a devil or fake human being. It is a true human, because human beings use common sense to do anything that could help to speak politely. Their ethical manners in communicating, for example, Koi. Koi is not a man. It is unclear man. All people used to say that. Nah, Muyu itself is divided into Southern Muyu, Northern Muyu, East Muyu, and West Muyu. The West Muyu people are those who live between along the edge of Kau River and plains on the Kau River.
Muyu region is a hilly area with gravel and rocks bordering the region that consists of various sub-tribes and various dialects that have different meanings. Some villages are adjacent to the neighboring country, Papua New Guinea, with a very small area and low population number. However, they live and spread in almost all regions. Hilly and natural conditions make their living as farmers. For Muyu people, family is paramount, especially those related to social and economic aspects. The nuclear family consists of father, mother, and several children. They show an important role, especially in matters of the house, the ruler of the land and property. In general, Muyu people inhabit houses made of wood, nibung leaves, very high stage house between 4 and 6 meters, and there is a tree house whose function allows them to anticipate in a variety of coming dangers. Listener, since long time ago, Muyu has already used the barter system in trading. Thus, it is very attractive to those who have the means to pay so-called ot. Ot is often used as a payment and a medium of exchange in babai that holds a party. To search for ot as a reward from a guest, someone possessing a lot of ot has a high social status. He or she is seen as the rich because they have a lot of ot. He or she can hold a big party or can pay a treasure. Ot itself in the form of a shell has a very high value. Well, now let's listen to Mr. Timo Anuk's explanation as follows.
Sekarang yang tidak ada di tempat, tapi itu dari luar datang dan dia punya nilai itu kadarnya itu lebih tinggi. Lebih tinggi daripada siput-siput yang ada di.
Oh, they do it in the form of shells that do not exist anymore, but they come from outside and have high value. The value is higher than the singles in a place they call Kurwara. Kurwara that we used to see is in the river and in the black swamp. It is usually eaten for food consumption and as ingredients. But snails are consumed. But usually it is like the description that I had mentioned earlier. And the name of the objects are Ote, Jinam, and Wam. In addition, yes, there are piglet, tobacco, and food. When we go for engagement, we bring bananas, taro, and sago, and bring tobacco. Tobacco is always there. If we ask for piglets, they bring them. And we ask puppies, they bring them as well. Because pigs, dogs, and tobacco are treasure. A pet dog is used for hunting. There is an economic element. But the economic aspect could get ote. Selling animal gets ote again. But pig hunts to get meat and to eat. But for security, the dog is a guide. So we release the dog in the woods, it could come back home alone. The dog which we could check here exists in here, so we walk with the dog. We cannot get lost with the compass. The dog has the compass bow. I've been strolling many times and turning there with the bow is already on the spot. It is another supporting tool to be used as a medium of exchange. Or it was used for the payment of a pig. We pay women for engagement. So is our treasure. If someone kills another person, the killer should be fined with amount of ot.
Listener, Muyu people did trading uniquely. In addition to exchanging goods, they also exchanged trust between two people or individuals to establish relationship with each other, not just sellers and buyers, but to be strong relationships among friends. This made them closer wherever they were. Although today ot is not used anymore and it's changed with rupiah, ot becomes a cash inheritance which is still believed and held by some people of Muyu as a grip to bring about luck and blessing.
Thank you. hangatnya mentari. Siang berganti malam, sembunyikan sinarnya hingga dia bersinar lagi. Dulu kita